the classic of the way, the Tao Te Ching, a new translation. The thing with the Tao Te Ching is that it's very dependent on who has translated it. So this one is by Richard John Lin, with an interpretation by the great Wang Bi. So, at last, English language readers can experience the most influential book of Taoist tradition the way Chinese readers have for centuries. Richard John Lin's translation includes the essential commentary of the 3rd century scholar Wang Bi, whose interpretations of this classic help to define it as a philosophy of life and one of the most significant works in the East Asian tradition. The text consists of 81 short aphoristic sections presenting a complete view of how the sage rules in accordance with the spontaneous ways of the natural world. So it is a way of living. This is kind of uncomfortable. I don't want to completely sit down because it's wet, but I want to get my beautiful prints in the shot. So what is... You've just got into Chinese philosophy. You've just discovered Taoism. You've just discovered the yin-yang principle of balance, of contrast, of polarity. Wow, what an amazing gift you have been given, because you are now ahead of 99% of other individuals. Most people live in a fantasy, especially Westerners. We live in a very materialistic, consumeristic world where we're focused on the outer world. And we expect things quickly. We want them now. We want to fulfill all of our desires. And we want also to be happy all the time. We want other people to be nice. We want other people to be giving. And we have so many unrealistic expectations of how the world works. So the yin-yang principle, Taoism, is about embracing not only what we think is good, but also acknowledging and being grateful for whatever we perceive as bad. Now, I use finger quotations as bad because things aren't really good or bad. Because in order for something to be good, we must be able to compare it to something. So a family member has just died. That is bad. Okay, well, we must be comparing it to life. So is life good? Yeah, life's good, death's bad. Okay, well, how is life created? Life is created through your ancestors. What if your ancestors never died? Then would you still value life? So value is in scarcity. If everyone always lived, there would be no value on life. Sometimes we confuse value with unrealistic expectations of the world. If we value life, if we really valued life, we would embrace death, wouldn't we? If you had a fantasy and unrealistic expectations of life, then you would never want to die, because that is like a made up thing in your head. But when you really think about it, and that's what this whole book is about, it's like things that you can pick up and really think about, and you're like, the nameless but the named, and the flowing but the dry, and the heaven but the formless, right? The thing that cannot be named. What is it? It makes you think. But why do you think this book has prevailed for thousands of years? It's because we all unconsciously know that you can't always be nice and positive and happy and an angel and giving and altruistic and an angel all the time. We have both. We're both kind and cruel. We're both happy and sad. We're both positive and negative. We're both an angel and a devil. So it's things to think about, and it's contrast between what we feel is good versus what we think is bad. You know, we think that our desire to have sex, or that, well, having sex is good, but having desires is bad. So it's like, if you can disconnect yourself from wanting, from seeking what you believe is good and pleasureful, if you can disconnect yourself from the pleasure, you will avoid the pain and the disappointment and the regret and the guilt and the shame. So how I think Taoism compares to Stoicism, the Greeks, I feel like the Greeks was kind of like, hey, let's just chill, let's sit back, let's kind of not really do anything too crazy, let's, you know, do everything in moderation, you know, let's make sure we're courageous, and let's make sure we have discipline, and all this kind of like very structured, ordered thing, whereas Taoism is like, hey man, the world is so fucking beautiful, and so many of us miss the opportunity to take in the beauty that surrounds us every moment of every day, because we get caught up in trying to put labels on things. Well, what's the Tao? What is it? How do we get it? Why does it need to be named? The Tao transcends all of our emotions and perceptions and senses. It transcends it. It talks a lot about in the book, especially this translation and the interpretation. If something doesn't have a smell, how can you smell it? If you can't see something, if it's invisible, how can you see it? If something doesn't have a taste to it, you can't taste it. That's what the Tao is. It's like, what is it? It's everything, but it's nothing at the same time. It is, to me, it is your soul and it is the universe. And what connects your soul and the universe is your thoughts, and your perceptions lead to your thoughts. Your unconscious or conscious perceptions lead to your conscious thoughts. Your thoughts are above the surface. They create the water of consciousness that surrounds you every day, and you're just swimming through that consciousness. Now, if you feel like you want to swim to the top and fulfill all of your desires, or you want to keep swimming down and explore the darkness and explore, you know, what's it like if I really challenge myself to do something and create something that my heart is connected to. So when you transcend your senses, you become connected in a moment of presence. You become connected to the grand organized design, to God, to the beauty of the universe. To this, you unlock the wonder of the hidden orders that surrounds us. A tree, look at all these trees around us. A tree cannot grow tall unless it plants its seeds deep within the ground. A tree cannot grow a branch out to the right unless it also has a counterbalancing branch to the left. I'm going to summarize Taoism in this single statement. The words written by Lao Tzu in here, depending on the translation, they are an observation of the universe, an observation of the world. Does the world and the unit, let's say, does the universe need fixing? If I gave you the CEO position of the universe, do you think you could do a better job? Probably not, right? The universe, whether we like it or not, is perfect in every way. It is completely balanced. If you look up the net energy of the universe, it comes out to zero. So all of these positive energies, positive electrons, are counterbalanced by negative particles, by negative whatever, neutrons, right? Whatever that is. I'm not a physicist. So the Tao Te Ching is an observation of the universe. If we can align our thoughts with the order of the universe, we open our hearts and our minds to the beauty that surrounds us every day. Now, I'm going to finish with this. I'm going to open to a random page and let's just see what we get here. Oh, that's the index. Let's do another one. One up on tiptoes does not stand firm. One who takes big strides does not move. One who flaunts himself does not shine. One who insists that he is right is not commended. One who boasts about himself has no acknowledged merit. One filled with self-importance does not last long. In respect to the Tao, we can say about such behavior, too much food is an excessive making, is an excrescence making the rounds. The people always hate this, so one who has the Tao has nothing to do with it. So if you hate and you're bitter and resentful and you're angry at the hand you've been given, right, the cards you've been dealt, if you, oh, this is shit, this is bullshit, you're not aware of the beauty of the universe. One who is connected to the Tao is grateful for everything and does not want to change everything. If you, like, imagine someone being like, oh, I don't like where Mars is. I want to move Mars. Let's move Mars. I don't like it. I don't like the color. Let's change the color of Mars. People are like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, what? Are you crazy? That's like when someone says, oh, I wish my girlfriend didn't break up with me. Oh, I wish that I hadn't been fired from my job. Oh, I wish that things were different. I wish I wasn't angry. I wish people did what I wanted them to. What you're doing is you're disagreeing with the order, the doubt. You're disagreeing with it. You come into conflict, you're battling against it. And when you're battling against something, you're self-righteous and arrogant and you're taking big strides and you're flaunting yourself. There is no merit to flaunting yourself and exaggerating your ego, because the universe does not exaggerate one part of itself. The universe doesn't minimize other parts. The universe embraces both its gravity and anti-gravity. Its gravitation and its levitus. Its gravitation and its levitation. It embraces both sides of itself. So when you align yourself with the Tao, with the universe, with your soul, with your mind, body, and spirit, when you're focused on inspiring goals that light you up and give you purpose and give you fulfillment, give you meaning, you're going to be more grateful of both the good and the bad. Everything, if you wish things were different, you're not aware of the Tao, you're not aware of the beauty, you're not present in the moment. You're going to be seeking, you're going to be avoiding. So embrace both sides of the equation, just like a math equation. 2 + 2 = 4. If 2 + 2 = 5, then it's imbalanced, right? If 2 + 3 = 4, same thing. So take the good with the bad. Reflect on, you know, you can literally Google the Tao Te Ching, get it. There's an app, it's everywhere. It's on YouTube. Read one thing a day, listen to it, whatever you want, and reflect on it and implement it and see the world around you changing, as see the world around you for what it really is, and own up to the beauty of who you really are. Thank you for watching. That has been my commentary on the Tao Te Ching with Prince. Subscribe.